Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tony Ashley from Inside Carolina here. On Sunday, I talked to Buck Sanders from Inside Carolina, and he shared his thoughts on the Carolina defensive performance against Duke. Here's what he had to say.
I thought their defense was really, really good in the red zone. They only gave up one TD out of four trips into the end zone by Duke. And just overall, defensively, you know, I think it's interesting what they're doing with MJ Stewart, who was, in my opinion, the best player on the field yesterday for either team. But ever since they've put Miles Wolfork and then in as the nickel, which Duke picked on him a good bit, but I thought he held his own pretty well yesterday. Ever since Wolfork has come in as the nickel back, they've been able to do different things with MJ Stewart. He's leading the team in sacks right now, and it's third on the team in tackles for loss. So he's not Doran James by any stretch of the imagination, but they're starting to use him as a little bit of that Swiss Army knife type player. So from a different position, from the corner position. Defensively, I thought they were pretty good. I think they were good enough to win defensively, really. They gave up 20 points. The offense gave up that horrible pick six, but Surratt there was just trying to make a play. It's one of those games where you watch it and you hear players talk about, you know, we were just one or two plays away, and you think about it and you look at it and you say, yeah, they're right. They were just a couple of plays away.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.